Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 19 and 20. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." A meal worth remembering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today is part of a very special week called Holy Week. There's even a special meal with it, usually on Thursday. It's called the Lord's Supper because the one who invites us to it is the Lord. The one who prepares the meal is the Lord, because he's the only one who could pull off this kind of supper. If Jesus isn't present, this meal isn't happening. It's also called the sacrament of the altar, because the meal is served from the table or the altar at the front of church. The church altar reminds us of the sacrifice Jesus made for our sins. If you are a child listening, someday you will be invited to this meal after you learn more about it. Until then, be encouraged to learn all you can by watching. Here's what you will see. Little pieces of bread and swallows of wine are handed out by your pastor or church leader. Listen carefully and you will hear, "Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood." If your mom or dad or grandpa or grandma said those words, you would think they were joking. But because Jesus is saying those words, then what he says must be true. Still, how strange this sounds, right? If you can't understand it, remember this. Jesus is preparing the meal. Jesus is serving the meal. And Jesus is speaking throughout the meal. This is Jesus' meal. Who does he want to come to his meal? He invites moms and dads, sons and daughters, teachers and students whose mouths got smudged with dirt from arguing and back-talking, whose faces are red from getting angry, whose hearts feel heavy from it all, and are truly sorry for it all. "Come on in," Jesus invites as he motions us to his table. "From the looks of things, you need to eat and drink for the forgiveness of sins." No one else may know what you have done. No one else may know exactly what you're feeling. But Jesus knows. And that's why every Holy Week and every week you see the Lord's Supper in church, Jesus motions again and again for you to come to his table, as often as you hunger and thirst for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus wants you to know that what he did on the cross for the whole world, he did for you. For you. It's in the meal. Now that's a meal worth remembering. We pray. Jesus is the word that spoke it. Jesus took the bread and broke it. And what his word makes it, this I believe and take it. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.